This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese President Xi Jinping made a rare visit to a hospital in Beijing on Monday to talk with the medical staff as the number of deaths from the coronavirus outbreak in China tops 900. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The mainland death toll has now risen by 97 to just over 900 in the 24 hours through midnight Sunday, with over 3,000 new cases reported. This is up 15% from Saturday and breaks a string of daily declines. A government spokesman has said those declines showed containment measures were successful. Meanwhile, the operator of a cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama near Tokyo says an additional 66 cases were found aboard. This is in addition to 70 reported earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking the computer networks of U.S. credit rating giant Equifax and stealing the company's trade secrets and the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans, and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
This is only the second time federal prosecutors have charged members of the Chinese military, and it comes amid heightened U.S. concerns about Chinese economic espionage and theft of intellectual property. Thailand's prime minister says the king will grant royal funerals to the 29 people killed in a rampage by a soldier over the weekend. Buddhist monks in northeast Thailand burned candles and led a prayer vigil on Monday outside a shopping mall where many of the victims were killed. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You can download our mobile app as well. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Democratic